Good morning and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
It's on the radio.
We are on the radio and we are online, and I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And on this show we talk about video games because we collect video games, we play video games, we complain about video games, video we praise games. Video games.
Video games.
Video games. And it's been a busy week for us video game wise because last week I challenged you to pick out a game for me to try.
Oh yeah, we're just like looking at games that we've never looked at, or games that look interesting that I think you should, well,
games that we have in our library that we just haven't
We have a lot of games that we haven't ever looked at or touched.
It's getting as bad as my book collection, where now I'm just getting them just to have.
You're like, I'll get to you one day. I promise.
There will be time.
Yeah.
So, the game that you challenged me to play is Doom.
Yeah.
From 2016.
Yeah.
So,
which I've heard good things about.
Yes. So this was published by Bethesda and developed by id Software, and for the multiplayer was Certain Affinity. So, it's very, very fast. It's a very fast game. I've never played a Doom game before. I'm aware of them.
Yeah, me too. I'm very aware of Doom. I understand Doom. I understand its sort of historical impact on the video game, video games as a genre. But it was just sort of like a thing that I didn't care about because it was that you, it's just a shoot, it was a shooter, right?
It's an FPS.
And I'm like, whatever. This one's visually, it looks great. Like, visually, it's great.
It's a very cool idea. You are a unnamed space marine on a colonized Mars, and some scientists have made some poor life choices and have unleashed literal hell on Mars.
Yeah.
That is the whole premise of Doom. You are fighting demons, and you are trying to survive. And it's a very easy game to pick up, I found, but it's also a very fast game, and I am not good at first-person shooters historically. So, there was a lot of me not making it through the map, but it is a fun game nonetheless. It's a, it's just such an easy game just to pick up and go, and then to drop, because it saves quite frequently. And, yeah, I'm going to keep playing Doom for a little while longer, I think.
You're not going to beat it?
I can't guarantee I'm going to beat anything, because it's...
Because that's just not how I live life.
That's not how I live life. I have other video game projects on the go. However,
Are you going to beat Persona 5?
Someday. Before the end of the year, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I've given myself a year goal.
Ghost is not bad.
Right now, Ghost of Tsushima owns me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty close to the end of that.
Yeah, you're in the end game.
You don't know this, but I have only one special move to master.
Well,
that's because I went and got the armor and finished a side quest, so now I'm just down to story. So, it's I'll keep going, trying to figure out more as I go along, and maybe this will make me pick up some of the older Dooms and see what the whole draw of that was, because it was big in the speedrunning community.
I've watched Doom speedrun. Actually, to be honest, I think I have. And I think, once again, I don't by any means hate Doom. It's probably a game that I play over something like a Call of Duty, for sure. It's just like first-person shooters, I don't know. Even fast-paced ones, I do appreciate a stealth first-person shooter an extent, right? Like, that's sort of what I'm a little more into.
That's the thing, is I can't be a weenie and hide behind things because things will chase and hunt you down. That's another reason why I'm not going to finish this game, is because I am kind of a... I'm scared. These are scary demons in space.
Yeah, but what is the easy mode like? Like, is the easy mode easier? Is it not?
It is a lot easier. It gives it some very cute titles such as I'm Too Young to Die.
I like that.
Hurt Me Please. And I forget what the hardest mode was, but it was very unforgiving. They have a permadeath mode where
that's cool.
You have one life. And you have to value it.
I'm sure there are people who have done amazing, like, no-hit speedruns, yeah, right? I love that.
The people who can play these games well are... I'm amazed by it because...
It's my favorite thing, yeah.
Because I don't know how they've rigged things up with the sensitivity, because it is a very sensitive game.
Yeah.
It goes so fast, which it kind of bugs my eyes a little bit.
It's probably initially, it's not a console game, right? It's for the computer.
Yeah, so you gotta kind of give it some props there. The running joke is that Doom can be made to run on anything.
Oh, okay.
I do love that.
Well, isn't it on the Switch? I'm pretty sure it's on the Switch. I'm almost 100% sure.
We'll keep it on the PS4.
I think it will just maybe handle a little bit better.
You know what? Probably yes.
Ports aren't bad. No. I've heard, like, there's a lot of really great Switch ports, but there's a lot of really not good ones of, like, you know, AAA games. So I would honestly check it out before you get it. But I think Doom would be pretty fun to play.
It is. And started Control.
Oh yeah.
So
I gotta play, because we it's only in our PlayStation Now for the next like 2 weeks, and I gotta beat that one because I'm on an SCP kick.
So Control is a lot of fun. I'm having a lot more fun with this one.
It's a third person.
It is a third person. You play as Jesse.
Yes.
And you are trying to figure out what happened in your past and what happened to your kid brother.
Oh, okay.
So,
while also what's figuring out what's on at this organization.
Right. Yeah. So it's what was it called again?
Oh, the controller? Oh, yeah.
Bureau of Control.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Federal Bureau. It's FBC. Yeah.
So it's, you have psychic powers that you are trying to use in order to figure out why this bureau exists and what all these creatures are and the big villain. I'm trying not to spoil too much here, but it's pretty early in the game. You're fighting against something called the Hiss.
Oh, okay.
So it's again, you have to play with the sensitivity of the controls because it starts off really, really wonky.
For you, yeah.
For me, well, no, it's like, it is quite wonky. So as soon as you turn those down, it gets a lot easier. There is no easy mode on this. But that's okay. I'm still having fun.
Yeah, well, I think it's just an amount of, like, learning and using your things around you. And some people don't look around them and just barrel forth and continually hit their head against a wall.
Well, yes, I do that.
I'm just saying that I think lots of times video games really want, like, video games want you to beat them. They're not there to be hard, like, to purposely, like, have blocks in your way. Like, they give you so many outs, especially at the beginning of a game. So I'm just saying, like, video games want you to learn, right? That's the thing. And if you're not willing to take a couple seconds to learn, that makes it harder on you, the player.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, I don't ever fault video games for stuff like that. No offense. But, you know, it's just you as your level of a video game-er, right?
So it is easy to master what happens. It's a little bit of puzzle solving, I find, trying to figure out the weaknesses of.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's, like, a lot of sort of indications, like, that sort of are, you know, things that make sense in Control especially. Like, I would say the thing with Control is that I think there's other things that won't make sense. I have heard it's a little glitchy in points. I have heard some things like that.
There's been a couple points that have been interesting. Kind of glitchy.
Yeah. But I know that this game ultimately is sort of based off of SCPs, which are, like, SCPs, which is an internet phenomenon.
Secure, Contain, Protect is what the acronym
stands for. Yeah, and it sort of relates to sort of anomalies, things, people, anything, basically. It could be a toaster, but something that sort of has maybe, I don't want to say magical, but, like, properties that are weird. Like, there's a pizza box that when you hold it, it gets you your favorite pizza. Like, I will say most of the SCPs are usually, like, not benign. Like, they're not usually, they're usually more like they kill you in a really excruciating way or something. Like, it's something like that. But this game is based on that. And SCPs are really cool. They're an internet phenomena, sort of, that, like, it's a community thing that people can sort of continually add on to the lore of. And there's a lot. Like, I don't know how many. There's probably thousands of SCPs right now that people have made up. They're really cool. And I like that someone has made a game sort of based off of it. Like, and not to say that there haven't been games based off of SCPs, but to the fact that it's sort of like their own kind of thing, because I don't think a AAA video game company or even a bigger name video company, I don't think they could do an SCP game just because of, like, copyright issues.
Yeah, because a lot
that's
of the...
That's the only thing.
A lot of the separate entries of the SCP wiki are attributed to individual creators, so...
Yeah, and once again, there are thousands, so I think Control is sort of a neat way to sort of get around that with having the same ideas, but it's different in a video game, like a full-fledged... budgeted video game.
There are some really scary and cool indie SCP-based games.
Containment Breach is really cool, and they've, like, added to it a lot since it sort of started. And it deals with... I don't know what the SCP is called, but they call it... It's either the statue or the peanut is what they call it, like, is the cutesy term for it.
I think the official name is the sculpture.
Yeah, the sculpture, yeah.
Which
was... Or statue, yeah. Or whatever, and yeah. And then the other one, SCP it's another one, but it's like a multiplayer, and it you get to play either SCPs or four other different factions. It's kind of neat.
Actually, we've been following this game that you're talking about for a while, so
yeah.
Do please go into that, because I do want to check it out. It looks really interesting.
Well, yeah, we'll check it out. We'll try and check it out later, because I would like to maybe see if we can't somehow play it, but if not, we'll just watch, like, maybe a full walkthrough of it. But
this was SCP Containment Breach, right?
No, not Containment. Containment Breach is the one with the sculpture, and that one's very scary, and I don't like that. Like, I wouldn't play probably either of these games, because despite me being very interested in SCPs, I think they're scary.
Some of them are horrifying.
Yeah, I think Control, the other thing with Control, it very much feels very X-Files-y to me, which is right up my alley. I love the X-Files, I'm not gonna lie. I think this has a lot of weird cinematic / TV things to it. Like, it's very visually, they do stuff like that just to make it look cool. Like, there's just very visual, cinematic moments in this game, which I love. Like, I love me a good-looking video game. But I think it also adds to it. Now, I haven't personally played it, and I think there will be some things that I'm just going to be like, why did they do that? I can sort of tell sort of, like, where we're going, but I think it'll be cool.
So far, the characters I've met have been interesting.
Yeah.
Because there's no set villain, so far as I can tell, and everyone's trying to help you.
Yeah.
Even though you're a stranger to this bureau.
Yeah, you're randomly... Well, the old director or whatever died, and you're now the new director, right? Like,
right.
Automatically.
You were there for all of 10 minutes, and suddenly you have a job.
What a world.
What a world.
You know this is a video game when stuff like that happens. And there is also an amount of sort of, like, weird, like, humor in this game. Like, I feel it's fitting for this world, right? Like, it's sort of like this weird world where we have, what are they called?
Objects of power, OOPs.
Oops.
And there is altering world events, which are AWEs.
Oz. Okay, they've made funny names on purpose.
Oz.
Yeah. See, there's some humor in this, right? And, oop, like, they're just supposed to be, like, SCPs, because, once again, SCPs can be literal objects, or they can be literal humans, or whatever. There's also, like, she has somebody that she's talking to in her mind, right? Or somebody who's talking to her.
Now, I don't think this is, like, this gives me very much a Beyond Two Souls feeling, where she's talking to an entity that might be her brother, but at the same time, it's not really confirmed.
Okay, and you're sort of saying that was sort, like, of she's looking for her brother, so this might be maybe, like, a residual psychic link that's sort of leading her kind of thing?
Yeah, this entity that she speaks to, which may or may not be Jesse's brother, it has led her to the Bureau.
Okay.
To kind of urge her to go and investigate and figure out what had happened in her hometown and find what had happened to her brother, because she's apparently been searching for answers for 10 years.
Oh, 17 okay.
to 10
years.
So yeah,
he's,
like,
been gone for a very long time.
He's been gone for a very long time.
And she's not that old. Like, she's in, what, her maybe late 20s, early 30s, probably?
Yeah, like, she's not... She's not a teen. She's definitely not a teen.
No, no.
Which is interesting that they did not choose a teen protagonist that you... I always expect them to be teen protagonists.
I kind of appreciate that she's a full-grown woman. she sounds interesting. Like, it's interesting. I do hope, you know, it's treated kindly, this sort of... like, obviously, I think it will be, just for the fact that this is sort of a world, or where you are in your organization, it's sort of a... it's accepted that this is sort of the thing that happens, right? Like, there's these entities or anomalies around, and stuff is weird. So don't worry if somebody's talking to something, you know? Don't worry about it. We got it.
It's all under control.
Yeah.
The Bureau of Control.
It's this cute.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, I will be playing more Control. I'm still working on Ghost of Tsushima, and... you actually introduced me to our third game of this past week.
Okay.
So please tell me about what we are playing. Tell the world about what we're playing.
I was playing Dead by Daylight. No, I was, though.
Actually, you were.
It's a little too scary of a video game for me. I'm a little bit too much of a wuss. I enjoy watching people play Dead by Daylight, and to an extent I like to play it, but oh boy, I'm a little bit of a weenie. Anyway, but the game we were playing Among Us, which actually came out it's been out for a while. It's 2018. And it's a cool little, it's cross-platform multiplayer, and the basic, like, I do believe there's a Jackbox game kind of similar where it is, like, but I'll just, anyways. Among Us is you are on a spaceship. You are either a crew member or a imposter. And the crew members, basically, they have tasks to do, and they basically have to do the tasks in order to fix the spaceship and win. The imposter has to kill everybody and stop them from doing tasks, and, you know, pretend to be doing the tasks and not get caught. It's fun. It's neat. They've just announced a second one, which is really cool, where they're going to add a lot of features that apparently people have been asking for, which is really cool, and even more rules. So I don't know how that will go. But this game is really, it is a lot of fun. Like, the game play, it can range from minutes to, or well, they're mostly just minutes, but I'm just like 30 seconds. It really depends on, you know, what happens. But basically the mechanics are, like, if you're a little crew member, you run around the ship and you are given tasks to do. And they're like little kind of mini games, not really, like they're just... they are literal tasks, like you click buttons.
They're very, very simple.
Yeah, which is kind of the beauty of it, but they're all a little bit different. Like, some of them are exactly the same, which is because they're supposed to be. Like, some are your rewiring stuff, so it's all the same rewiring.
The color to the color.
And... yeah, some is your refueling stuff, so that's going to be a little similar. But so basically, the crew member wants to finish all their tasks and then sort of hang out with other crew members, or there's ways you can look and see if, you know, sort of watch other people. And then, you know, once a body is found, or maybe if people are, like, worried that maybe a body hasn't been found in a while, there's a button where you can press for, like, an emergency meeting. And you bring, sort of, you can either, like, for us, how we were doing is we were muting our mics and talking. I've seen lots of people, there's, like, a chat option, obviously, for this. So a text option. And, you know, people deliberate over who it was. And obviously sometimes it's very obvious, like sometimes people witness the murder happening or something suspicious. But, you know, it's sort of a game where if you're the imposter, obviously you don't want to get caught. So you try to throw blame onto other people or, you know, try to play it cool.
This is a game where having acting skills comes in very helpful. I do not have good acting skills, so the one time I was the imposter, it was a very quick session.
Well, it's also, it's like any video game, it's a learning curve. Yeah. Like, I had one night where I played the imposter 3 times in a row, and the first time I lost, and I lost pretty, well, I didn't lose, but I lost, and I was like, oh, but I was the imposter again, right after that. This game is weird because it does, like, it does that, where the person who was the imposter before sometimes is after several times. Like, it's just something to keep in mind, but it doesn't, I don't know if it happens a lot, but regardless, like, there was a learning curve where as I played imposter more, I got way better, right? Like, that's just sort of how it went. And I was successful the other two times. I managed to win as the imposter, like, twice in a row, which I was very, very chuffed about. I was like, yeah, I feel good about that. I played the video game good. But the last time I played, I was just like, oh, no. Like, it's also a game where I get a little bit nervous. It's only playing the imposter, though. I can play the crew member fine, and I have no nerves about that.
Well, but you have a lot of extra pressure if you are the imposter, because yeah. You have to be stealthy and pretend that you're doing tasks, and
yeah,
it's a very, very fun game. It is, I believe, $3 on Steam.
Yeah, and $3 to $5 or something. Yeah, $3 to $6, I want to say.
And free on Apple, so it is...
It's free on, I think, Android and iOS, but it does have ads, and I will say it has the ads at the very end. It's not a really big deal. Like,
they're 5-second skippable ads, yeah, too.
I will say I'm probably going to pay for it just to, I don't know, support the game, because I like it enough. It's a little independent game studio. And I want to help them make the second one really good. So I really, yeah, I appreciated that. It's a fun game. I like that it's pretty short. There's a lot of options. Like, you can sort of up the amount of imposters. You can up the amount of tasks. You can up, like, how fast or how slow the killer can kill. There's a bunch of things that are just sort of, like, it's very customizable. And I appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun playing that game.
And we'll definitely get the second one as well, because I want to see what else they're going to add. This also reminds me very much of Werewolf, if people have played Werewolf.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's in the same vein of that. And, yeah, I was saying there was a Jackbox. I feel it's called Don't Press the Button, or Don't Push the Button. And it's sort of very similar, where it's like you're aliens on a spaceship and you have to get rid of all of the other people. I don't think you can kill. I think it's more like, it's a little more deceptive or like funny. Like, it's, I think it's like, if you draw certain, you have to draw certain things, and then people are like, if you draw something that seems a little off, then you're the alien, right? Like, that's how we judge it, which is fine. Like, that's Jackbox's for funsies, right? This is also for funsies, but I think there could be like a legit competitive aspect to it. I like it though. I think it's pretty fun. I like the drama of it, because you sort of, like, there's people who always accuse other people just because of their histories. And there's people who will always sort of be maybe killed first because they're too good to live. Like, that's in my, like, that's how I choose my victims, because I know who is a threat to me.
That's how I'm going to get through my next few games, is, you know, by being the noob that no one suspects.
Well, there you go. Well, that's just, you know, like, I did really bad the first, or really poorly my first time as imposter, and then the next time I did really well. But now I'm also interested in being, like, a good crew member and seeing if I can figure out how to be really efficiently figuring out who is doing stuff. Because I am not. The last couple times, I'm like, I really don't know. And everybody's like, it's this guy. And I'm like, I don't know. And then it was the guy who they said it was. I'm just like, I don't know. But yeah, that's the one that we've been playing. I like it. I'm having fun. We'll continue to play it for a while at least.
That's definitely, yeah. So, Among Us, free on iOS, $3 to $5 on Steam, Control, 2 more weeks of that. I think it's downloaded, so we have some more time to do stuff with it.
I have no idea what that, no idea how PlayStation Now works.
We'll figure that one out. Doom, if you have access to it, from 2016, well worth checking out. And do you know of any new games that you want to check out at some point?
No. I have no video. Like, there's... No. I can't think of any video games that I'm really interested in playing right now. Like, I have been doing a little bit of Dead by Daylight, which I'm, once again, not amazing at and very afraid to play because I'm a big meanie. And same thing. It's just reverse, though. I enjoyed playing the killer. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that stressful in Dead by Daylight. But in Among Us, it's very stressful. It's a whole thing.
Eh?
It's a whole thing. Sometimes I'm just like, I should just give myself up and be like, hey guys, I'm the imposter. Let's just let me start again. Yeah. But who knows? I probably will get more comfortable because I think being imposter is kind of like, that's probably one of the most fun parts to do when you are good at it or where you feel you're comfortable at it. I'm just not there yet.
Yet.
One day.
And there was one more game that you challenged me to play.
I don't remember.
I do. So over the next week, when I'm not playing Control and not working my way through Ghost of Tsushima, mm-hmm. I'm going to be playing Dead Cells.
Oh, yeah.
So I did start that.
How much did you start it?
I'm only like 20 minutes in.
Okay.
So it's a platformer game where you are trying to... I guess you're trying to figure out what happened to you. You're an alchemical creature.
I thought you were an alchemist. Like, were you not just a whole alchemist?
You may have been a whole alchemist. I haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. All I know is that my head is gone.
Oh, no.
And I get to fight things.
Yeah, I appreciate sort of the title because I think when you look at it, it's sort of like, it's kind of a cool title. You're just like Dead Cells. Yeah, it's just like, it's the title of something. But it actually sort of refers to the fact that your character, like, is dead and the cells get regenerated, right? Like, that's sort of what is the gimmick, I guess, in this game. Like, that's how you come back to life sort of thing.
I think this is going to try to be a bit of a parody on Dark Souls. Because every time you perish, you lose cells.
Well, I don't know if parody is the right word. I would say...
Homage?
Yeah, well, not homage. I would just say... I don't even know. I think relating things to Dark Souls is a little old hat right now. As in, I think... I don't want to attribute stuff just to Dark Souls because I don't think... I don't think hardness originated out of Dark Souls.
Oh,
nor
no.
do I think a Souls... Like, there are things that definitely originated out of it, but I don't think... And not to say that Dead Cells isn't inspired, but... Because I think, to an extent... But I wouldn't say it's, like, that heavily inspired, to my knowledge.
I'm going to be playing more of it. I'm going to come back with more of an in-depth review on it. Because it is fun. What I have started is fun. And, yeah, I think that's everything we got for you for this week. We're going to keep playing Among Us, and I think we should maybe look into other party-like games.
Yeah, probably should get some Jackbox. Like, we have that, at least, and that you can play on, like, anything, right?
Exactly, so. All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. Keep changing.
Bye.